Okay, before you listen to the sermon,
read
Revelation chapter 20.
مکاشفه فصل 20 رو بخونید.
And today will be the last sermon for now about Bible prophecy.
امروز آخرین موعظه من در مورد نبوت کتاب مقدس فعلا.
I hope you enjoy those sermons.
امیدوارم از این موعظه ها لذت برده باشید.
I enjoyed going through them.
من لذت بردم از مطالعه‌اش و تحقیق کردن در موردش.
Today's title will be the millennium reign and beyond.
امروز موعظه‌مون در مورد سلطنت هزاره مسیح و بقیه‌اش.
Yeah, the end times Bible prophecy, it's a relevant topic.
موضوع نبوت کتاب مقدس در ایام آخر یه موضوعی است که تو باید امروز هم برای ما مهمه.
We should be knowledgeable about what the Bible actually says.
در موردش اطلاع داشته باشیم که کتاب مقدس واقعا چی میگه.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false teaching out there.
معلمین و دروغین و درس‌های دروغی زیادی در موردش هست.
That can cause us to get to a place where we are surprised by the things that are happening.
ممکن بشه اتفاقی برامون بیفته که تعجب کنیم از اتفاقامون.
But we don't have to be because God already told us what's going to happen.
ما نمیدونیم. لازم نیست سورپرایز باشیم که بشیم چون خداوند در موردش این گفته.
What I really tried to do over those last weeks is to show you step by step where we get the things we believe from the Bible.
و میخوام تو این هفته بهتون نشون بدم که قدم به قدم چه چیزایی رو خداوند از ما گفته که انجام باید بدیم.
You can look at the scriptures, see what they say.
ببینیم چی میگه.
You can read it in context.
بخونیم موضوعش رو.
And can see what the Bible and what God has said.
ببینیم کتاب مقدس و خداوند در موردش چی گفته.
Again, I begin with a quick overview.
و با یه خلاصه
reminder.
چیز به من یادآوری بهتون نشون
میدم. In the end, we have a 7-year period of time.
7 سال زمان خواهد بود.
Yeah, it's divided by 3 main parts.
تقسیم
میشه. Yeah, starting out with a period of tribulation.
اول مصیبت ها.
Yeah, trouble for all of humanity.
مصیبت هایی که تو کل دنیا هست.
For 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
This is orchestrated by Satan and his minions.
و به وسیله شیطان و اون ارتش شیطان در حقیقت
برنامه ریزی میشه. And we know this will include world war, famines,
و جنگ,
disease, many people.
قحطی ها, مریضی های زیادی.
Many people dying from these things.
و خیلی ها به خاطر مریضی ها و قحطی ها میمیرن.
Yeah, it's a period where the Antichrist will be moving to taking control of this world.
قدم به قدم ضد مسیح جلو پیش میره که کنترل کل دنیا رو
به دست بگیره. This will happen in the middle of the 7 period years of time.
این وسط 7 سال اتفاق میفته.
Yeah, then the Satan will possess the Antichrist.
شیطان اون ضد مسیح رو
He'll sit in the temple
that
the Jews will
مقدس قرار میگیره.
Will falsely again build and start sacrificing animals in.
دوباره به دروغین بسازن و قربانی کنن اون.
Yeah, the Antichrist will stop the sacrifices again.
جلوی اون قربانی ها رو میگیره و که اجازه نمیده که
claim to be God and demands to be worshipped.
اعلام میکنه که من خود خدام و من رو بپرستین به عنوان خداوند.
Image to be worshipped.
و یه تصویری از خودش میسازه که دنیا بپرستین.
Now the period that the Antichrist comes into power.
زمانی که اون ضد مسیح قدرت میگیره.
He will immediately use that power to persecute specifically the Christians.
استفاده میکنه که مسیحی ها رو در حقیقت شکنجه بده.
Yeah, we call this period the Great Tribulation.
و میگیم مصیبت خیلی عظیم در اون
زمان. This is a shorter period because it's cut short by the second coming of Jesus Christ.
دوباره عیسی مسیح کوتاه میشه و خداوند نمیذاره طولانی باشه.
Yeah, it's a period for about 2.5 months.
دو ماه و نیم هست در حقیقت اون زمان.
Yeah. Now the second coming is the same day as the resurrection of the dead.
دوباره عیسی مسیح همون قسمتی است که
زنده شدن. Yeah, of all believers, Old Testament and New
Testament. دوباره ایمانداران چه عهد عتیق چه عهد جدید دور هم جمع میشن.
Those who are alive at the time and are in Christ.
و هنوز در مسیح هستن.
They were caught up in the air to meet the Lord in the clouds.
خدا رو ملاقات
خواهند کرد. The term that's often used for that is the rapture.
و به اون میگن برده هم گرد همایی داره.
And on that same day,
همزمان به همون روز,
Christians are taken out of this world at the second coming.
Yeah,
God will start pouring out his wrath on this earth.
خداوند خشمش رو دوباره برای زمین می‌ریزه برای زمین.
And this last week.
Yeah,
where we looked at the seven trumpet judgment and the seven vial judgment.
هفت قضاوت پیاله و هفت قضاوت شیپور.
Yeah, and we also saw how they relate together.
و دیدیم که شیپور و پیاله چجوری به هم دیگه ربط دارن.
And we basically ended with the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
و تمومش کردیم با جنگ بزرگ خدای مقدس.
Which many people will also refer to as the battle of Armageddon.
که بهش میگن جنگ آرمگدون.
Now today I just want to look what is still left of what God has revealed to us that is to come.
ببینم دیگه چه چیزی مونده از این موضوع تا خداوند.
Yeah, but our most focus will be on the millennium reign.
که اکثرش برای سلطنت
مزاری. And then we'll shortly talk about Gog and Magog, the battle, and White Throne Judgment.
و قضاوت تخت سفید.
Now last week I told you to read chapter 17 and 19 from Revelation yourself.
هفته پیش در مورد مکاشفه فصل 17 و 19 صحبت کردیم.
Yeah, because in 17 and 18 we specifically have the destruction of Babylon.
در فصل 17-18 نابودی بابل رو داریم.
And in chapter 19,
در فصل 19,
we have the battle of the great, that great day of God Almighty.
جنگ بزرگ خداوند مقدس.
I shortly want to look at some things from Revelation 19.
یه مقدار میخوام از مکاشفه 19 برگردیم.
It basically kicks off what we call the millennium reign of Christ. So go to Revelation chapter 19.
مکاشفه 19 رو باز کنید.
And read verse 1.
فصل 1 رو بخونید. آیه 1 رو بخونید.
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God.
و بعد از آن صدای بلند از گروهی بسیار در آسمان شنیدم که می گفتند Hallelujah. نجات و جلال و اکرام و قدرت از آن خداوند خدای ماست.
Yeah, I just want to draw your attention to the fact that it says after. That we see throughout the book of Revelation, you see these words after being mentioned.
Yeah,
there's a logical order in which God has given us these things.
Yeah,
we don't have random events that we then have to puzzle together ourselves.
Yeah, there is a
logical timeline. Skip to verse 6 in Revelation
19.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
و شنیدم چون صدای جمعیتی بسیار و چون صدای آبهای فراوان و چون صدای رعدهای شدید که می گفتند هللویا زیرا خداوند خدای قادر مطلق سلطنت گرفته است.
Yeah, so God has poured judgment out of this earth. And
we're
now at the very ending part of this, where Jesus is taking his rightful place. Yeah, skip to verse 11 till 13. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and as his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
And I saw the sky, which was opened, and the white horse, whose name is Amin, and the right one, 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 و اسمی نوشته دارد که جز خودش هیچ کس آن را نمی دارد و جامعه خونالود در بر دارد و نام او را کلمه خدا می خوانند.
Yeah, now who is this talking about?
این در مورد کی داره صحبت
می‌کنه؟ Yeah, it's obvious this is, of course, is Jesus Christ.
مشخصه که در مورد
عیسی مسیح. Yeah, Jesus is the word of God.
عیسی مسیح کلام خداست.
Yeah, he is the one who is called faithful and true.
او کسی است که صادق و حقیقته.
Yeah, I'm the way and the truth.
من راه راستی و حقیقتم.
So at 3.5 years into the 7-year period of time, we had the Antichrist coming into power, claiming a seat on this earth, pretending to be Jesus, pretending to be God. Now at the end of the 7-year period, the real Jesus establishes his kingdom here on earth. Now he wears many crowns. He's the king of kings. But he's not coming alone. Read verse 14. And the armies, which were in heaven, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
What verse?
Verse
14.
Yeah, so who are with him?
کی با اونه?
Yeah, armies that are clothed in fine linen.
اون ارتشی که
white
لباس سفید
and clean. Now, who are part of this army?
Now,
go a couple of verses back. Read verses 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
شادی و وجد نماییم و او را تمجید کنیم، زیرا که عروسی بره رسیده است و عروس او خود را حاضر ساخته است و به او داده شد که به کتان پاک و روشن خود را بپوشاند، زیرا که آن کتان عدالت‌های مقدسین است.
Yes, so we have a reference to the saints here.
به مقدسان نام برده شده.
And yes, we are coming back. We as Christians, we as believers, we'll come back with Jesus to this earth.
برای این زمین.
Yeah, at the beginning of this millennium reign.
آغاز این سلطنت هزاره ای.
And I will give you some more references now.
آیه‌های دیگر رو بتونید.
Go to Revelation 3:4.
مکاشفه 3:4.
Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled the garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
Which chapter?
Revelation 3, verse 4. Okay, one person reads.
تو در ساردس هم چند اسامی داری که لباس خود را آلوده نساختند و در لباس سفید با من راه خواهند رفت، زیرا که شایسته هستند. هر که غالب آید به جامعه سفید ملبس خواهد شد و اسم او را از دفتر حیات محو نخواهم ساخت، بلکه به نام وی در حضور پدرم و فرشتگان او اقرار خواهم نمود.
Yeah, so this is spoken to New Testament believers. They will walk with Jesus in white raiment. Go to Revelation 6:11. Revelation 6:11. And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
و به هر یکی از ایشان جامعه سفید داده شد و به ایشان گفته شد که اندکی دیگر آرام گیرند تا عدد هموطنان و برادرانشان که مثل ایشان کشته خواهند شد تمام شود.
Yeah, here is the New Testament saints that are killed during the period of the Great Tribulation. They are given white robes. Revelation 7:9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
اینک گروهی عظیم که هیچ کس ایشان را نتوان شمرد، از هر ملت و قوم و قبیله و زبان در پیش تخت سلطنت و در حضور بره به جامعه های سفید آراسته و شاخه های نخل به دست گرفته ایستاده‌اند.
Yeah, so this talks about all the believers who made it through the Great Tribulation and our raptures are caught up in the air. They are clothed with white robes. Yeah, we are all part of this army that is going to come with Jesus.
Because
everybody who is part of the first resurrection, as we'll see in a moment, is part of this. Old Testament and New Testament believers. Go back to Revelation chapter 20. Sorry, 19. And read verse 15. And out of his mouth go the sharp swords, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he had on his vesture and on his tie a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
زیر پای خود می افشرد و بر لباس و ران او نامی نوشته است، یعنی پادشاه پادشاهان و خدای خدایان.
Yeah, so again talking about Jesus. Yeah, and now the next verses. Now skip to 19 and 20. 21. We have the last battle that ends the reign of the Antichrist. Yeah, and I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies got together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that he had received the mark of the beast, and them that worship his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, and the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh.
و پادشاهان زمین و لشکرهای ایشان را که جمع شده بودند تا با اسب سوار و لشکر او جنگ کنند و وحش گرفتار شد و پیامبر دروغین با وی که پیش او معجزات ظاهر می‌کرد تا به آنها آنانی را که نشان وحش را دارند و تمثال او را می‌پرستند گمراه کنند این هر دو زنده به دریاچه آتش افروخته شده به گوگرد انداخته شدند و ما بقیه به شمشیری که از دهان اسب سوار بیرون می آمد کشته شدند و تمامی پرندگان از گوشت ایشان سیر گردیدند.
Yeah, now some people will say, oh, everybody gets killed on the earth.
همه روی زمین کشته
میشن. Everybody gets wiped out.
همه پاک میشن.
Yeah, that's simply not true.
این واقعیت نیست.
It's those who are gathered to fight. Yeah, there's armies, they will be wiped out. And of course, yes, many people will die during the period of God's wrath.
Yeah.
Many people will die in this battle. But think of it, how can Jesus rule and reign on this earth if there's nobody left to rule and reign over?
Yeah,
even if 7 billion people would die on this earth,
you would still have
1 billion left.
Yeah,
we think we're close to 8 billion at the moment.
Yeah,
not everybody will take the mark of the beast.
Yeah,
for all sorts of reasons.
And
during this period of God pouring on his wrath, you have still people getting saved. Yeah, because we know that God leaves a witness on this earth to preach the good news. Yeah, okay, those who have taken the mark of the beast, they are beyond salvation. They have sealed their fate.
But many people still have a chance.
Yeah, you have the two witnesses. You have the 144,000
that
start the ministry
at
the moment that we are taken out of here. And they will preach the gospel during that time.
So
Jesus comes back to this earth. He will finally destroy the beast system, the Antichrist,
and
the Antichrist and the false prophet are thrown into the lake of fire, it says. Yeah, and his saints, the believers of the New Testament, will be with him for his reign here on earth.
Now
let's go to Revelation 20.
Read
verses 1 till 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season.
و کلید چاه بی‌انتها را دارد و زنجیری بزرگ در دست وی است و اژدها یعنی مار کهن را که ابلیس و شیطان میباشد گرفتار کرده او را تا مدت 1,000 سال در بند نهاد و او را به چاه بی‌انتها انداخت و در را بر رو بسته مهر کرد تا امتها را دیگر گمراه نکند تا مدت 1,000 سال به پایان رسد و بعد از آن میباید اندکی رهایی یابد.
No. So the Antichrist is thrown in the lake of fire. Satan, who possessed him, is locked up in the bottomless pit.
And
I preached on that before. That is hell. Yeah, he's locked up in hell for 1,000 years.
Yeah,
so he's unable to deceive the nations for those 1,000 years. And again, notice that the power of Satan is limited. Sometimes you have these comparisons, oh, Jesus against Satan, and who's going to win, and like an arm wrestling match. I've seen pictures of that. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Jesus is God. Satan is just a created being. And here you have an angel, another angel of God, just grabs him and locks him up. And there's nothing he can do about it. So after this period of 1,000 years, Satan will be loose for a little season. And we don't know for how long, but he will have a little season. He will have need some time to deceive the world again. Raising some army to go have a last battle that we will look at a little bit later in the sermon, the Battle of Gog and Magog. Back to Revelation 20, and it's verses 4 till 6. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
و دیدم نفوذ آنانی را که به جهت شهادت عیسی و کلام خدا سربریده شدند و آنانی را که وحش و تمثالش را پرستش نکردند و نشان او را بر پیشانی و دست خود نپذیرفتند که زنده شدند و با مسیح 1,000 سال سلطنت کردند و سایر مردگان زنده نشدند تا 1,000 سال به اتمام رسید. این است قیامت اول. خجسته و مقدس است کسی که از قیامت اول قسمتی دارد. و اینها مرگ دوم قدرت ندارد، بلکه کاهنان خدا و مسیح خواهند بود و 1,000 سال با او سلطنت خواهند کرد.
Now if you only look at verse 4, you could get the impression that it's only those who get beheaded for the witness of Christ that are part of the reign of Christ. Yeah, but that's not the case. I already showed you who else had these white robes. But look at the end of verse 5, where it mentions this is the first resurrection. Yeah, it is those who are part of the first resurrection that are called blessed. Yeah, on them the second death doesn't have power. Those are the saved ones. And they're called, blessed because they will reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Yeah. There is no special resurrection for beheaded people.
Yeah, because
sometimes people talk about all these resurrections. Now the Bible actually gives us the order of the resurrections in the Bible. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Because there's only three resurrections, or even two, depending on how you order them. 1 Corinthians 15. And read verses 20 to 25. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Afterward, they that are in Christ at his coming. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, to God, even the Father. When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet.
به وسیله انسان نیز رستاخیز مردگان آمد و چنان که در آدم همه میمیرند در مسیح نیز همه زنده خواهند گشت اما هر کس به رتبه خود مسیح نوبر است و بعد آنانی که در وقت آمدن او از آن مسیح میباشند سپس پایان است، وقتی که پادشاهی را به خدا و پدر سپارد و در آن زمان تمام ریاست و تمام قدرت و قوت را نابود خواهد گردانید. زیرا مادامی که همه دشمنان را نیز پاهای خود نهند، میباید او سلطنت بنماید.
Yep. So it's one, Christ the first fruits. Of course, that's fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then they that are Christ at his coming, yeah, which is at the second coming, we already talked about that, which is called the first resurrection. And then the end, after Jesus has reigned and put all enemies under his feet. That's it. That's the biblical order of the resurrections. And outside Jesus Christ, there are only two resurrections. Yeah, so all believers, Old Testament and New Testament,
در عهد جدید و عهد عتیق
will be part of the millennium reign of Christ.
همشون در عضو سلطنت هزاره عیسی مسیح.
Now you might be relieved to hear that.
شاید احساس خوبی داشته
باشید. But there's also differences in rewards depending on how you live your life on earth.
اما در زمانی که زنده میشیم پاداش هامون بستگی به زندگی زمین میمونه.
Go to Hebrews 11.
عبرانیان 11.
35.
آیه 35.
And then we go to Matthew 19.
و بعد متی 19.
Hebrews 11:35. Women received their death raised to life again, and others were tortured and not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection.
11:35.
Yeah, you can have a better resurrection.
Go
to Matthew 19 and read 27 and 28. And the next one will be 2 Timothy. Yeah. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, which is also same as the resurrection, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
در معاد وقتی که پسر انسان بر تخت جلال خود نشیند شما نیز به 12 تخت نشسته بر 12 قبیله اسرائیل داوری خواهید نمود.
And see that the disciples will take part in this rule. Yeah, there's rewards for the work we do for Christ.
2 Timothy 2:12.
If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
اگر تحمل کنیم با او سلطنت هم خواهیم کرد، اگر انکارش کنیم او نیز انکار ما خواهد کرد.
Yep. So if you suffer for Christ, it says, hey, there's rewards for that. Yeah, here's your encouragement. You will also reign with him. And the last one, remember the parable in Luke 19. You have these different servants that are given amount, given different amounts.
One gets
10 pounds or the 5 pounds. 1 pound. Yeah, from their Lord. And this Lord goes away, but then comes back and
says,
hey, how have you guys done?
Now,
listen to the response of those servants and then what the Lord says. And we'll just read the response of the first two. Luke 19, verse 16. Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities? And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be thou also over 5 cities.
پس اولی آمد گفت ای آقا قنطار تو ده قنطار دیگر سود آورده است.
Look, 19,
16.
Mm-hmm. Till 19. Till 19. Till 19.
Amin budi.
Amin budi. Bar 10 shahr hakem shod. Va digari amade gof, ey aqa qantar to 5 qantar sud avarde ast. O ra niz farmud bar 5 shahr hukmrani kon.
Yeah, what I want you to see is that for the service, they are been given authority to reign.
Yeah.
Our works
are
correlated to what we will do. What we do on this is earth for Christ will correlate to our rewards. You give your life to serve Christ, you
got
soul winning, you are the prayer warrior in your closet, the
prayers.
You do good.
Yeah.
You will have a different reward than those Christians that just waste their lives living like the rest of the world. Yeah, there are many Christians that are in heaven that will be part of the millennium reign,
but
they never got anybody saved. They never lived for Christ. Never shared the gospel. Of course, they are the right place. It's wonderful, they're in heaven, yet they will not be those who will rule and reign over 10 cities. Yeah, they will take charge of some little building or something. Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to point out there is a difference. Second Corinthians
5:10.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad.
اما نه مطلقاً با زناکاران این جهان یا طمعکاران و یا ستمکاران یا بت‌پرستان که در این صورت میباید از دنیا بیرون شوید.
دوم قرنتیان 5:10. ببخشید دوم قرنتیان فصل 289.
زیرا لازم است که همه ما در حضور مسند داوری مسیح حاضر شویم تا هر کس آنچه در بدن خود کرده بیابد.
Now, in my sermon on 2 Corinthians, I explained in more detail that this good and bad has nothing to do with your sin and your good things. It's actually the value of your works. Do your works have value before God? Do they have eternity value? Yeah, like winning souls, that is eternity value. Raising godly children, that is eternity value. The bad, the little value would be watching sports on television with your friends. Yeah, that's not a sin, but it's definitely not something that has eternity value. According to the value of our works, we will receive.
Yeah.
So, Jesus is in power. Little millennium reign has started. Satan is bound. But it doesn't mean that mankind will not sin. Yeah, there's still a rule and a reign.
هنوز یه سلطنت هست دنیا.
And that is one of the biggest characteristics of the millennium reign. That there is a righteous government.
اون همونه که یه دولت مقدسی، دولت نیکوکار وجود داره.
A government under a perfect ruler and judge, Jesus Christ.
دولتی که رئیس اصلیش کامل و بی‌عیبه و اون عیسی مسیح.
A government that's made up out of Old Testament and New Testament believers.
تمام دیگر خادمین
who have now their glorified bodies. Go to 1 Corinthians 6.
2:3.
Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
و اگر دنیا از شما حکم یابد، آیا شما شایسته قضاوت کوچکترین موضوعات نیستید؟ آیا نمی دانید که فرشتگان را داوری خواهیم کرد تا چه رسد به امور روزگار؟
Yep. Again, this is referring to us the saints ruling in the millennium reign of Christ. And as a result, we're having a great time of peace.